Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hey, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Erica asks, what do I recommend for allergies? She's suffering a lot from allergies. I think we all are. The spring would be my favorite season if it wasn't for allergies. And in fact, spring is probably one of my dislike seasons because allergies absolutely ruin it. I am so flippin' miserable during this allergy season. It just, time and time again. And I don't know if it's our grasses or our dust, the pollen, the trees, and it stinks. I want things to bloom. I don't want to fear the bloom, but we do. And then I also don't want to be on chronic medications. We spoke about pill popping and the need for medications and why some of us are taking a lot more medications than we ever thought we would. But even if you could kind of get away from being on multiple medications, all of a sudden allergy season hits and here you are hitting the cupboard or hitting the pharmacy for prescriptions. So, you know, when it comes to allergies, again, it depends on how vicious your allergies are. I mean, if you suffer from asthma, if you are going to have breathing issues, if you go into anaphylaxis, you know, where you get so allergic to something, you know, such as a bee sting or peanut butter where you can't breathe, you have got to obviously see a medical provider and be very aggressive with pre-treating those allergies. However, for those of us that go, whoa, it's a bad day. It's a bad day, and I need something because I'm sneezing today. I like the antihistamines, the Claritins, the Zyrtec, Allegra, Zizal. I think those do pretty well. I also like the fact that you can, you know, pretty much take one, have very limited side effects once in a while. Taking those medications are overall very safe. You can get them over the counter. Zizal, I don't know if Zizal's generic. I have to double check that. But I know you can get Allegra, Zyrtec, Claritin. I would avoid Benadryl unless, of course, you're going to bed and you're going to sleep. Benadryl is a very sedating H1 antagonist, your antihistamine. Benadryl, the diphenhydramine, is one of the first generations. It's very effective. I mean, if I have allergies at night and I take that, I am blown away at how, you know, I could get some control. But the problem is I am out. I can't take a Benadryl during the day. No way. And that's why there's a lot of sleep aids that now have, you know, Benadryl a part of it. Doxalamine is an antihistamine in Unisom. So many of you take Unisom to help yourself sleep, and it's an antihistamine. Antihistamines, you got to be careful with, guys, because it dries your mouth. Could become dependent on them. You could gain a tolerance where all of a sudden then it just doesn't seem to work like it used to. And so I recommend that if you need something every day, then you start to do a step up. So what are some of the step ups? Well, let's say most of your issues is runny nose. And so like for me, my allergies, I don't get itchy eyes that much. I don't necessarily get wheezing or coughing, thank God. But what I do get is my nose, and my nose runs. So a step up for me is the Flonase or the Nasacort or the Rhinocort or the nasal inhaled corticosteroids, we call them. The thing with those is you need to start them 2 weeks before your allergy season. So people will say, oh, I took Flonase and it didn't work. I go, well, how long have you been on it? And when they go, oh, well, I started it 2 hours ago. Okay, no. No, the reason why is you have to basically increase your level That what happens, how it works, is it's a steroid that decreases your mast cell and histamine release, and your body starts to have decreased inflammation in those nasal passages, and you get less reactive to when pollen hits. And keep in mind, the reason why you're sneezing or coughing or having runny eyes is it's a defense mechanism. Your body does not want to have these allergens in your body. So you're trying to spew it out. You're trying to sneeze it out. You're trying to blow it out. So if you have chronic nasal issues, I think the nasal corticosteroids could be phenomenal. Again, not long term. Sometimes it could cause nasal thinning, could cause bleeding, could cause headaches, and again, a tolerance to them. And so if you're taking nasal corticosteroids all year long, no, I would not advise that. That, I don't think, is the best way to do it. There's also things like the leukotriene antagonists, like Singulair, Montelukast. Some of you were started on that for your asthma, and many of you are taking that for your allergies. Well, if it's the leukotrienes that are the main culprit as it pertains to your allergies, then the leukotriene antagonist is a fantastic choice. But it doesn't necessarily mean that that's going to totally manage your allergies. The eye drops, the Patinol, Pataday, antihistamine eye drops could help you with the itchy eyes. I think those work great. Again, I don't want you on them every single day. Some of us, if we have severe allergies, we get a Kenalog shot. It's a shot that we get once a year, but only during the season that where we have the bad allergies. Not my favorite, because I don't think a big dose of a steroid is good for people with high blood pressure, with diabetes, with weight issues, with a immunocompromised state, because you could you're suppressing your immune system, you could get sick. But on the flip side, I've used it, and my doctor gave it to me because I was just on these medications for 3 months straight, like your antihistamine, your nasal corticosteroid. So my doctor did that, and it was fantastic. Now, does that steroid shot literally work for 3 months? I think after a couple weeks, it technically, pharmacologically wears off. But what I think happens is your body learns to live with the allergy. So you almost get a little bit of desensitization. Well, that desensitization might be where the value is. And again, talk to your doctor about this. Then, of course, there's allergy shots to also desensitize you. So that's just a quick run through on allergies. Hope it helped. 1-877-DR-ELLIE. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is a fascinating question that I get. And we have another listener that has asked, how do you get a teenager more interested in going to church? They feel that that's going to help some of their child's mental health issues, community, things like that. And so this is fascinating because people look at church and religion differently. The younger generations look at it a lot differently than older generations do. And speaking for myself, I love school. You could tell me I was going to public school, I was going to Sunday school, I was going to Hebrew school, I was going to Catholic school. I love school. Just send me there. But I got to be honest. You know, I moved a lot as a kid. My folks moved a lot as a kid. Some years I couldn't flip and stand Sunday school because some of the kids there were mean. They were so mean that somebody like me who always loved school didn't want to go. They they were being bullies. I still remember the name. I remember the name of the girl and then her older sister. I don't want to say their names because, you know, they're still around. I don't want to out them, but they made my life a living hell. And so, you know, one is if you do, let's say, if you're a part of a congregation and your child is not really feeling appealed to go, okay, one, kind of find out why. I mean, for me, I was open about it. So-and-so was a B. I mean, they were just mean to me. Teachers weren't really nice. You know, I did bring the gay butts up. I remember I brought the gay butts up. And then I got in trouble because it was a game I learned on public school where I guess you throw, when somebody loses, you have to throw the ball at their butt. I don't know. It was a game that we used to play in the 80s called Butts Up. And I brought that and I introduced it and it became really popular. And then, you know, that bad girl wasn't supposed to do that. Here's the thing. When you have a child that's not interested in religion, you never want to force it. Oh, okay. Religion is very, very important. But it's so important that you don't want to screw it up. And you have to, as a parent or as a grandparent, really understand why it is you want your child embracing that religion. Is it because you want salvation? Is it because you want that child to go to heaven? Is it because you want that child to have community? You want that child to have friends? And you have to make sure it's not for something selfish. You have to make sure it's something that's in that child's best interest. You also then have to understand with religion, it doesn't count if it's forced. If your child is sitting there during services or mass or temple or prayer going, okay, this sucks, and I'm on my phone, and then it doesn't count. You know, it's not going to be absorbed by osmosis. Now, in the older days, how we did it, which I'm not saying is right, is the kids went with you. Okay? Yeah, like it or lump it. If you don't like it, tough. But if you act up, you're getting a whooping. You do what we say. Quit acting up. We used to get a bulletin. They used to have a bulletin on the chairs. And so when my kids would act up, I would kind of roll up that bulletin, you know, and then I would take that, you know, and then I would try to be really sly about it, and I would kind of stretch, and then I would, whoop, just kind of swap them with the bulletin. So, you know, if parents do, you know, are bringing their kids, make sure there's something we could use to kind of swat them with, because that really helped me, and my kids just paid attention and listened. But I never want to force it, and I told my kids this. You know, they've gone to Catholic school, they've gone to Hebrew school. I want my children. The reason why religion is important to me is because there are things that have happened in my life, there's things that happen on this earth that I think aren't just because of science. I believe there's a God, and I believe God intervenes, and I believe God should get credit where credit's due. And God is there for assistance and for guidance. And if I'm not on this earth to help guide my kids, I want there to be somebody else who could guide them. And I want them to feel the solace and the strength that I felt. They might not. They might not have the same feeling that I have with God. They might not have the same relationship with God that I have. I don't think any two people have the exact same relationship with, you know, their spirituality. So it is unique. But if, you know, God helped you with your mental health issues, it doesn't always mean that's going to help with your child. So you need to understand what it is. If your child doesn't want to go to church or is starting to resent that because they're not on the lacrosse team or the soccer team and they're missing out on tournaments that they'd rather do, well, then you see, you've completely displacing where, you know, a role religion can have because they're disliking it for another reason. You have to communicate with that child. If the child goes, look, this isn't relevant to me, that's okay. It is okay. It is very common for people to question their faith. That happens all the time. God understands that. And there will be times when your children might not really ascribe to what you ascribe with religion. I mean, they may love Christmas, they may love Hanukkah, they may love Kwanzaa, they may love some of the holidays, But, you know, as a parent, if I'm worried about, you know, my kids' mental health, obviously I want to, you know, take them to somebody who can help them, a counselor, a pastor, a rabbi, a doctor, et cetera. But, you know, if the kid's not getting community, if they're not feeling community, they're not going to go seek that. But if a child is missing that, they don't have friends in school, they don't feel like they belong, they don't feel like there are people around them that have similar likes, similar interests. You know, sometimes these youth groups are fantastic ways to meet people. You know, I mean, a lot of kids, they kind of feel the same way. They go, you know, I really want to. I mean, the Sabbath was really difficult for a lot of us Jewish children. On Friday nights, I mean, it's Friday night. I want to go to the game. I want to go to the tailgate. Well, if you're a religious Jew, you can't be doing that stuff. You got to be in prayer. And so, you know, it's kind of tough on a kid. And so parents may ease up, they may be more flexible, but the more you force it with a child, the more they're going to reject it. You can't force religion. You can't force sexual preferences. You can't force something. Right? Children go through these changes, these identity changes, which can include religion. They may always go back. So if you want religion to be a part of your child's life, you got to give them choices, and you have to kind of explain that there's multiple religions that they could choose. You know, and why this particular religion is working for you. It doesn't mean it's going to work for them. But, you know, I feel that this helps me through this and this and this. And look, it might not, you might not, and also let them know that it's normal to sometimes feel that God isn't watching them. You know, if they feel like, oh, you know, I don't count. Look, God will always be there for you if you want. You know, it doesn't always have to be a 100% thing. You know, and try it. You know, see what happens. Every time I walk into a church, whoa, I feel different. I feel amazing. And I'm Jewish. And so I feel a spirituality. I don't expect everybody else to feel that. I mean, I feel God's presence when I'm in a house of worship. Doesn't matter which one. And so for me, or maybe it's another feeling that I'm inferring that it's God. But, you know, with children and teenagers, you know, if they want to be with friends, if they want to study, if they want to have some of the liberties that the religion doesn't let them do, like being able to work on the Sabbath or eat, you know, I don't know, an Egg McMuffin, the reason why there's religion is religion teaches you how to live with rules. You know, we've understood in life that if rules are too rigid, that doesn't work. If there's no rules and everything is so lax, that doesn't work. And so I always explain to my kids why those rules existed. Undercooked pork could be dangerous. That's why many religions don't allow you to eat pork. Mixing milk in boiling a kid in its mother's milk, the biblical phrase for eating meat and cheese, it was a respect issue. You know, God wants us to respect animals. Whether you eat a cheeseburger or not, understand that an animal died for you to be able to live. You know, it's a respect issue. You know, we have, you know, we bring family together. Whether you like the holiday or not, it's a time for you to be with family and be there for family. You know, and that there are other reasons that you know, it's not just all about what it says in the Bible for those of us that believe in, you know, there's other things that are a part of these holidays. It allows you to enjoy life. It allows you to confess. You know, it allows you to forgive those who have wronged you and to find forgiveness in your heart. So see if any of that appeals. If it doesn't appeal, don't force it. But let them know that it's always there for them. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The number of fatalities still unclear, but the largest earthquake to hit the island of Taiwan is reported this week. The U.S. Geological Survey says it happened Wednesday morning, local time in Taiwan. The quake bringing down more than two dozen buildings. It's expected to trigger aftershocks, perhaps as strong as magnitude 7, in the coming days. An airport name change has been proposed for one of Washington, D.C.'s air hubs, USA's John Schaefer.
Several House Republicans are advocating for renaming the largest airport in the Washington, D.C. area in honor of former President Trump. Congressman Gary Reschenthaler from Pennsylvania has put forward a bill proposing the renaming of Washington Dulles International Airport to Donald J. Trump International Airport. Currently, six other Republicans have joined as co-sponsors of the bill. However, the proposal faces uncertain prospects for approval in Congress.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we still have a lot of drug shortages. I urge you all, if you are struggling with getting medications, to look on the FDA website and to contact your pharmacy and contact your medical provider about appropriate alternatives, eye drops for pink eye or bacterial caused pink eye. Pink eye is officially viral, where your eyes get red with a cold, they get pink and goopy. But when you have one eye that starts to get grumpy, or you have no other symptoms but just your eye as discharge, and then it moves to the other eye, those are more bacterial eye infections, and we have eye drops for that. It's been pretty controversial whether we should be using bacterial, antibacterial eye drops for pink eye. That's viral. But I do think it helps people feel better, get over the illness quicker. Now, we've noticed some antibiotics help people with viruses feel better. Maybe it's an anti-inflammatory effect. So, but sadly, we have a huge, we've been having shortages of those eye drops for now, I think, close to a year. We also have shortages of ADHD medication. One study says that more Americans are just skipping their ADHD medications because these shortages are dragging on. The stimulants for Adderall, Vyvanse, the demands for this have soared. And it soared after COVID because many people worked from home. They had trouble concentrating while at home, getting motivated to get out of bed. I mean, for me, it was the fear of losing your job. If I don't get my butt out of bed, eat breakfast, get dressed, get on the road, get my butt to work, I get fired. I mean, that was the deal. But once you're home, like, oh, I just have to log in. Okay, I'm going to log in really quick. Now I'm going to go to the bathroom. Now I'm going to brush my teeth. I'm going to walk the dog. I'm here. I'm here. I'm going to just click in, look like I'm working. Now I'm going to go walk. Yeah, and so many people start to struggle. Another thing, too, is people who didn't really like their job or didn't want to go to work found these stimulants to be more motivating. When you take a stimulant, you're like, I'm going to get my job done. Well, I can't always rely on medication for that. And we have trained society to be more attention deficit and more inattentive. I don't really watch a television show per se and just stare at the screen. I also look at my phone. I'm on my computer. Sometimes I play a game in the background. I might answer some emails. I might actually work on some report summaries where I don't really have to put a lot of thinking, but I type a lot. And so I multitask. I just can't waste 3 hours on something. I'm just not really good at that. I always have things I have to do. But we've trained ourselves to, we're multitasking or we're not paying attention. Now, I'll watch a movie with the kids. I'm like, this is a good scene. And I'm looking at them and they're looking down at the phone. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I guess the movie was kind of boring. No, I love the movie. Well, if you love the movie, why aren't you paying attention? Well, because we just don't stare at screens. We've taught people not to do that, although people are staring at other screens. So now we're starting to see fewer people using, filling those prescriptions. According to Truveta Vice President of Research Nick Stuckey, they looked at records of more than 336,000 ADHD patients, and they found the drop to be quite striking. Now, the ADHD drugs are among a high number of generic medication shortages, cancer drugs, asthma medication, hormones, even children's Tylenol. And so when drug shortages hit, what exactly is happening? Well, it could be a few things. One is there could have been a recall. Look at what happened with the formula shortage, where there was a recall at an Abbott facility in Michigan. So products get stopped. Products have to be thrown out, taken off the shelves, and how do you replace them if you can't speed up production? So sometimes it could be a recall issue. Other times it could be a demand issue, where there's so much more demand for something than supply could keep up. Another is that the supply got diminished or changed because of labor shortages, where you didn't have enough staff being able to make the supply. So the supply isn't keeping up because now we have fewer people coming to work. Now, if you have to work, it's very hard to make pharmaceuticals, manufacture them, and when you're working from home. And so, there's no wonder. And also, it's because, if pharmacies aren't making money on the drugs, are they going to be quick to stock them? Pharmacies can make choices on what drugs to have. Remember when pharmacies were getting robbed and burglarized for narcotics? And when they were getting sued for filling narcotic prescriptions over a certain amount? Many pharmacies put signs up saying, no narcotics today. Sorry, we don't have any. And so if something isn't marketable and if they're not making the money on it and if it's, Now, I've heard of some of pharmacies where they've been so overwhelmed and so busy that they want to use that time to fill the prescriptions that are life-saving for people. Well, for some people might think Adderall is life-saving and Ritalin is life-saving, but, you know, compared to blood pressure medicines, cancer medications. So the attention has, it's gotten the attention of Capitol Hill and federal regulators. We don't have a good infrastructure for older, cheaper medications. So many of the shortages are not only brand name, but also generics. So once a pharmaceutical company loses their patent, when the patent expires, generic companies can jump on board, have access to the main ingredients, and make their generic version of the drug that's usually cheaper. And we don't always have a very fixed and consistent way for that to happen. So whereas, you know, with Pfizer and let's say the COVID vaccine, you could go to Pfizer saying, okay, we need more. Show us how you're doing it, what you're doing. But if generic companies are like, I'm not making it, or we're not going to make it today, or, you know, we didn't really make a lot of money, so we're not going to make more of that, then they don't make more of it. And so, it's if a company's not going to make money on medication, that or they're running into issues, or they're, you know, that's why lawsuits, many generic companies are protected from lawsuits. If I think there was a case where somebody on Ambien killed themselves, committed suicide. Well, if they had taken brand name Ambien, then the company who makes Ambien could be sued. But if they took a generic form of Ambien, Zolpidem, you can't sue the generic company. Because it wasn't necessarily the generic company's, you know, even though the generic company might have formulated that drug. Yeah, and so it's interesting. There's generic companies, in order for them to do medications cheaply, they don't have all the rules and regulations, and they don't have to put in all the R&D, the money. And so, but also many of them have a little bit more flexibility on what they're going to do. When you have a pharmaceutical company that busts their butt and put a lot of money into making a medication, you bet your butt they are going to try to promote it. They're going to come up with coupon cards. They're going to make sure that there's demand for it and that that demand can get the drug. But a generic company's like, this isn't working for us, sorry. So individuals not getting their medications are calling out of work. They're dropping out of school. They're like, this isn't working for me, sorry. And so I think Biden had made a joke saying, if you want to get your asthma inhaler, hop on with me on Air Force One. Because when I go to Europe, you could get the asthma medication cheaper. We really do have a drug and prescription issue problem. And it's not helping with people spending $1,000 to $1,500 on these weight loss drugs. I told you there was a study saying it costs 75 cents to make. Come on. 1-877, Dr. Dolly.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen.
Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the next segment is, I think, PG-13, maybe a little higher. So don't let your kids listen to this if you don't want your kids to listen to it. So there is a headline that has been circulating this week, which I don't understand why, because we spoke about it 2 years ago. It's not new news, on how somebody could predict their male genitalia size, including their penis, based on other physical features. It's not their hands. It's not their feet. It's not their elbows. It's not their eyebrow. It's their nose. And And we spoke about this a couple years ago. Apparently, it's making medical headlines. To me, no big deal. But it is fascinating, and it is an interesting study, how the nose and big noses could imply big hose. And so it's a fascinating study. I think the study was done out of Japan. It was published in Basic and Clinical Andrology. Japanese researchers wanted to investigate this, quote, big nose, big hose theory. And they previously found that penile length almost stopped increasing during adolescence, remained unchanged in middle age, and decreased slightly in older males. So they did a follow-up study, and they wanted to determine the factors that were related to why a penile length would change. And indirectly, they found a link between nasal sizes and penile sizes. They looked at 126 adult cadavers in their 30s to 50s. They performed a multivariate analysis of the relationships between stretched penile length and other measurement of genital organs, nose size, height, body weight, and they found that the SPL, or the stretched penile length, to be most closely associated with flaccid, and then second behind nose size, meaning when it's not stretched, obviously the larger the flaccid size, the larger one's genitalia would be, then the nose came next, which means Pinocchio might need a bigger pair of pants. Noses less than 4.5 centimeters correlated with an average penis length of 10.37 centimeters. Those with the nose lengths a centimeter larger had a 3 centimeter increase and stretched penile length. So they said that the length, or the SPL, may not be due to your age, your height, or your body weight, but actually predetermined since birth. Now, even though academics might blow their nose at this topic, study authors suggest we do need more research because it could look at fetal androgen levels. We talked about, gender dysphoria, but body dysmorphic disorder can sometimes be affecting those who are not very happy with some of their sexual gravitas or their length. And if we come to find out that some of these individuals might have had androgen suppression during their fetal months, maybe that is something that needs to be looked at. So I'm for research, all right? There was a study in 2016 published in Nature Communications that found 4 genes, the DCHS2, the RUNX2, the GLI3, and the PAX1, that help determine one's nose morphology. And so, when you look at our nose length versus our other body length, there are relationships. I know some people have been asking me about some of these basketball players, if some of them have acromegaly or, high growth hormone or high levels of hormones that could be affecting their facial features. And it's a fascinating topic, and it is a science. It's not something people should be joking about. I mean, if somebody has a micropenis, people make jokes about it and they make fun of each other, but that's kind of serious because it can affect their fertility. And we don't mess around. If we think that's an issue, that's something we definitely want to jump on, figuratively, to help people be able to be fertile. Stop it. Stop it. We're trying to be very, very mature about this conversation. So, should we, keep sniffing this sort of research out? I do believe we should. But, it's fascinating because I really want there to be a understanding. There's this, I think we talked about it. I think the very first time I was on air back in January 2009, I think it was January 31st, 2009, we spoke about penis sizes and what people wanted. I think we also talked about prostate cancer and masturbating and things like that. It was a male genital urinary sort of day in terms of headlines in the medical news. That's why I talk about other news. It's not just about medical headlines, because sometimes, man, we really, really exhaust, the below the waist topics. But, they looked at when they looked at heterosexual couples, what did women want? Did they want the large, 9 centimeter? Did they want smaller? And it looked like it was the just right. People wanted something that fit them. If something was too large, it hurt. If something was too small, it might not have satisfied. And that actual medium length sizes were what was apparently the sought after. And so we've, in society, really blown this out of proportion. And I actually want to find, if I could find that study, I'm trying to look up that study really quickly here, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to find it. But, you know, we've really started to over-sensationalize what we're doing when it comes to, you know, like breasts. Yeah, women and breasts. I've spoken to many men that don't really want the double D's. Okay? They are very, very happy with B's or C's. Yeah, I wish I knew that when I was a B. I liked having my B's. I kind of miss my B's. I miss them a lot. And I don't understand why, with all the progress we've made in terms of how we're looking at our bodies and what people want, we're not really being honest. And it's, you know, and the best lovers, you know, we spoke about this, it's not necessarily size of organs. There's other aspects to the repertoire that seem to enhance sexual pleasure. Nobody talks about that. Nobody talks about the hands. Yes, large hands do seem to be very, I remember I gave a speech. I was giving a talk and somebody came up and they wanted my autograph, but they kept talking to me about my hands. They go, you have large hands. Okay, that, yeah. They go, really, your hands, they're fantastic, they're large. They go, okay, go away, thank you. I mean, they were really just obsessing about my hands. I mean, I have large feet, I got size 10 feet, so yeah, my hands are big. Okay, yeah, but does that mean I am an expert when it comes to the bedroom? No, I'm horrible. So please, we really need to be honest about what these things mean. I think there was a study looking at countries and sizes where in Ecuador they might have had the largest. Actually, there's people always ask, why is there a difference in countries? Well, there is a, you know, They're you know, based on genetics, yes. Yeah, Ecuador apparently came in one study, had the largest penis size at 6.93 inches. United Kingdom was 5.17. United States came in 60th at 5.35. And I'm not going to go into some of the countries that had the smaller ones, but I think we need to reconstruct how we approach sexual satisfaction, sexual excellence. And understand that there's a lot more to it. I don't think the average teenager understands foreplay, understands that there are other aspects to it. And unfortunately, we have girls who have lost their virginity in the most barbaric way, very uncomfortable, very, and we, you know, we don't have these conversations. We want to talk about everything else, but we don't have honest conversations about sex. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.